Welcome back to another night of Shir. This is Eli Nyman. We are learning Lila Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Ben Zalel, Parablas Pinchas, Miriam Lidbas Rav Aharon. May the Neshama have an Aliyah. May there be a Refuah Shleima for all those who are sick. May Shir be a bless for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael. We are going to be continuing with Megillas Esther. It is very exciting, and we're going to continue, and we'll see how far we get. Bayom Hashvi Kitov Lev HaMelech Bayayin. On the seventh day, when the king's heart was merry with wine. The Megillah continues. The Gemara questions, Atu an hashta lotav libei bekamra? Was his heart not merry with wine until now? What then is the significance of saying the king was drunk on the seventh day? Amar Rava, Yom Hashi Shabbos Haya. It was Shabbos. Yisra ochen v'shosin maschilin b'direi Torah v'direi tishbachos. For when Jews eat and drink, they begin discussing words of Torah. But idolaters like Achashverosh who eat and drink begin discussing only indecent matters. And so too, that's what happened with Achashverosh. And so the next part might be a little bit famous that people may have heard. Hello, Omrin Madios knows. Hello, Omrin Parsios knows. These would say that the Median women are the most beautiful, while the Persian women are the most beautiful. And obviously we know that not even just beautiful, that would probably say inappropriate things that would be too embarrassed to say. Amar Lahem Achashverosh. Achashverosh said, Kli Shani Mishtamish Bo Eino Ela Maji Lo Parsi Ela Kasi. Vashti is neither Median nor Persian, but Chaldean. Rison Chon Warosa, do you want to see her? Amar Lo In. They said to him, yes. Vavach Dei Aruma, provided she is naked. So we know the famous measures. The Gemara here, Megillah Daf Yudeis, that they were discussing it, and Achashverosh says, okay, I'm going to prove to you that Vashti is the most beautiful lady, and she's going to come out naked. From Mida Keneged Mida, Hashem punished her. This teaches that Vashti used to bring Jewish girls and strip them naked and make them work on Shabbos. Therefore, she was punished. The Mida Keneged Mida, she's going to have to come to the party naked. After the wrath of Achashverosh subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done. As she had done to Jewish girls, so too was decreed upon her. It was Mida Keneged Mida. She made the Jewish girls work naked. She's going to have to come and be embarrassed naked. And Queen Vashti refused. So again, this next part is also a very famous medrash. Mikti preached to Hava. Let's see, she was a lewd woman. Damar Mar, the master said, Shnein Ledvaravera Niskavnu. Both Achashverosh and Vashti intended to act immorally. My time alone, I say. What is the reason she did not come when Achashverosh ordered her to appear naked? Amar of Yossi Brachanina, Melamish Parcha Bataras. She broke out in leprosy. So she would have come. She would have had no problem coming. But she was too embarrassed. She had to rot. The Masnisa Tana and the Bryce that was taught, also very famous. Bug Avriel Lasa Lazana. She had a tail. So she had to rot. She had a tail. Basically, she looked ugly. She had no problem coming to the party and acting indecently. But a miracle happened. She broke out a tzaras and a tail, and she said, forget it, I'm not coming. So, of course, the psukim continue. Like Sof HaMelech Ma'od, the king became angry. What? How could the queen not come at the commandment of the king? Amai Dolka Bei Kulei Hai. Why does anger burn within him? What was he so angry about? Like, maybe she just couldn't come. Maybe something happened. So, no, it's actually, there's a reason. Amar Rava Shokhalei. Because Vashti sent the message. It wasn't that just she didn't come, which was considered a chutzpah in those times. And even today in Judaism, you know, we know that there's a rule, Ishak Shira, Oser Rason Bala, the Jewish lady should listen to her husband. And in Kal Vachomer, those days when the king would tell her what to do, and it wasn't even just that, it wasn't even just the fact that she told him no, which was bad enough. She sent him a message. Bar Arhu Yare Daba, you stable boy of my father Belshazzar. So I think that actually Achashverosh may have been a stable boy. Or actually, some commentators observe that it seems rather unlikely that Achashverosh would have been Belshazzar's stable boy if he was actually the son of King Darius. So it's possible he was a stable boy, or it was just an expression of an insult. So basically, you low life. Abo Chavo Alpha Kamre Shasev Lo Rave. My father would drink the equivalent of 1,000 people and not get drunk. Yahu Gavra Ish Tate Bechamre. Whereas that man, Achashverosh, should become foolish from his wine. Miyad v'chamasa barvo. Immediately the anger burned within him. So I'll just say that if you ever heard the Purim tape, they actually have it a little bit different. It's basically this, and it's very similar to the Gemara. I think what the Gemara means, so what the Purim tape says, that my father, Baal Shatar, would drink 1,000 bottles of wine, and nothing would happen. You drink one bottle of wine, and you're totally crazy. You ask me to come to the party naked. So, of course, he's completely angry. And the king said to the wise man, Man Chachamim, who are these wise men? Rabbanan, they are the rabbis. Yodea Itim, they know the times. Sheyodin Laber Shanin Lutfoa Chadashim, who know how to calculate the years. Amr Lahu Dayunai Lei. Achashur said to them, Judge Vashti, Amr Hechanavid. So they said to themselves, okay, what are we going to do with this? Name like Katale? Should we tell him to kill her? Okay, so they think to themselves, what should we tell the king? We can't. For tomorrow, he's going to not gonna be drunk, and he's going to say, we're the ones that told him to kill him. It's our fault. Name like Shavake. Should we tell him to go unpunished? Come as Alzheb B'machusa. She demeans the crown. It's going to be a joke. Everyone's going to laugh at Ahasuerus that his queen did not listen to him. Amr well, so they said to him, Miyom. So they had an idea. Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash Regalina Meretzenu. From the day that temple was destroyed, we're exiled from our land. Remember, they're in Galus. They're in Persia between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. Nitla Eitza Mimenu. Counsel has been taken away from us. We don't know how to deal capital cases. Zilagave Amon Moaz, the Yasve, Bituch Taihu. Go to Amon Moaz, the non-Jewish wise men, to figure it out. Kechamar, the Yasvei Al Dur Daye. Like wine that sits on a sediment, they know. So what do they say? They say that we're in Galus. Sorry, we can't, we have no idea. Since we're in Galus, we don't know how to judge capital cases. Now, this wasn't true, because even afterwards, since there is a Masorah going back to Har Sinai, that even in the times of the Mishnah, which was several hundred years later, that they still could judge capital cases. But they made up a story and said, no, what do you mean? We're in Galus. We have no idea. We're in Galus. We don't know. And so I think one of the lessons for that particular point is sometimes when people ask you for advice, don't give advice, because between a rock and a hard place, they knew that they can't give advice. They can't do that. So they said to save their own lives, and not to be in a bad position. They did it to save their lives. They said, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know what to tell you, King Ahasuerus. At the time of Amrule, what the rabbi said to him was indeed reasonable. Diksev Shana Moav Nurav Yishoket Hu El Shemarav. As is written, Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he has settled on a sediment. Lo hurak nibli nikli el keli lagol lohala. And has not been poured from the vessel to vessel, nor has begun into exile. Alkein ama taimo bo berecho lo namar. Therefore, his taste has remained in him, and his sense has not changed. So various psukim. Miyad, immediately, vakaro velav kashana shetar admasa tarshish. And the one closest to him was Karshina Shesa Anasatarshish. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kol Pasik Al Shum Karbonos Nemar. The lady said this entire Pasik was referring to Karbonos. Karshina Amru Mamal Cheshaw Sine Kadosh Baruch Hu. Karshina, this means the ministering angel said before Hashem. Ribono Shalom, Kulam Hikrivu Fanecha, Karim B'nei Shana, Kederach Shekrivu Yisrael Fanecha. Hashem, did the Gentiles ever offer before you lands of the first year, as the Jews have offered you? Shesar, Kulam Hikrivu Fanecha Shtei Torin. Shesar, did the Gentiles ever offer you two turtle doves as the Jews have? Admasan, Kulam Banu Fanecha Mizach Adama. Admasan, did the Gentiles ever build before you an altar of truth? Tarshish, Kulam Shimshu Fanecha Vizigdei Kuna. Did the Gentiles ever minister before you in the priestly garment? Sizbahu Tarshish Shoam Yashay, regarding which is written Tarshish Shoam and Yashay. Maris, Kulam Maris will be done with Necha. Maris, did the Gentiles ever stir the blood of sacrifices before you as the Jews have? Marasana, Kulam Maris will be Menacha with Necha. Marasana, did the Gentiles ever stir the Mincha offerings before you as the Jews have? Menuchan, Kulam Hechin will show Kulam with Necha. Did the Gentiles ever prepare a table before you as the Jews have? So all these things that Ahasuerus indeed followed their advice and looked elsewhere and I'm not sure exactly what that is, but basically Ahasuerus looked elsewhere when the Psukim say that Karshan Hashesa Adonatan Tarshish, we darshan the Psukim to tell you just how really how smart the Jews were, but still they have to bow out of it. We're gonna stop here. Zeli Naim, wishing everybody brachas luck in the morning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah, have a wonderful night. Thank you much. Bye bye.